Yeah. Turn over to 1 Peter, please. 1 Peter, we'll start about verse 5. You can pull it up in the King James first.
Okay.
All right, thank you. You can go to verse 6. Chapter 5, verse 6. Hang on. Hallelujah. It's good to see everybody this evening.
Amen.
Great time to be alive, you know what? Thank God I was not here when they didn't have AC.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Pull up the ERV, please.
Excuse me, sir. I can't barely hear you. I was wondering if you
okay.
Could hear.
Yes, ma'am. They'll crank me up in the back.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name, and we thank you for your word this evening. I thank you, Father God, that I didn't come up here just to have a good talk. But I thank you, Father God, for your word. Because your word has life inside of it. It's got victory inside of it. It's got prosperity inside of it. It's got healing inside of it. And I thank you, Father God, that we don't have to live day by day defeated, but we're able to live victorious in every area of our life. And Holy Ghost, sir, we just ask you to unveil and reveal truths from the word this evening to help us. And I thank you, Father God, my tongue will be as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths not only for this congregation, but also for myself, Father God. So I thank you for it in advance. I give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
So be what?
Humble.
Under God's powerful hand. Then you will lift yourself up.
No.
A lot of times that's what people's trying to do. Amen. That's why they want to. Amen. Moving on. Then he, God, will lift you up when the right time comes. Next, please. What does that say?
Give all your worries to him. Because he cares for you.
Amen.
Give all your worries to him, to your spouse,
no.
To your best friend.
No.
That's what we try to do, though.
Amen.
Because we'll go to our friends and we'll unload on them what's going on in life.
Yep.
A lot of times we're looking for sympathy. Let's be honest. We're all grown-ups in here.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Amen.
Amen. But a lot of times we're looking for sympathy or somebody to cope with us, you know, I don't know why, that's just what we do sometimes. But the word says to give all your what?
Worries to him.
To who?
God.
So would, if we're unable to give, pull it up in the King James, please. Casting. Or you can also say rolling. All your what?
Care.
What does all mean?
All.
Everything.
Obviously. So casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Amen.
So if we, for somebody to say, well, you know, I tried to give him my care, but, you know, I can't. Are they telling the truth?
No.
Because if they're saying that, then because God would be unjust if he said to cast all your care upon him and we is unable to do it. That's just plain and simple, right? That's like telling your kid, your four-year-old, acting like they're 16 or 19 and telling them to do something that they are incapable of doing. Is that fair to them?
No.
That would not be fair or just at all.
No, sir.
Is God like that?
No, sir.
He created us and then gave us an advantage from the get-go. Amen. And then it was our choice to take advantage of the advantage or to sit by the wayside and just go, God, well, I hope you do something.
Yes. Amen.
Casting or rolling, right? It's very interesting that it says casting all your what?
Cares.
So do you have cares?
Yes.
Yes.
Very interesting. It doesn't say that we do not have cares.
That's right.
Does it?
Nope.
Well, I don't want to be negative, and I ain't trying to confess that over me. You ain't confessing nothing because God already told you. He said casting all your care. We have cares.
Amen.
And so if I cast my care, we'll say this is my care. Here you go. I cast my care on Brother Clint. Do I have care? I still have care. Yes. Let me answer it for you. Sorry. I still have care. But I don't have it. I rolled it over on Brother Clint now.
Amen.
It's my care. But I got rid of it.
Yes.
I rolled it onto him. So see, it's still mine though, even though I rolled it over onto God, correct?
Yes.
Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir. Yes. Amen.
So since it is mine, I can take it back anytime I want to.
Amen.
Because if it wasn't my care, I wouldn't be able to take it back.
Amen.
How do you take it back? Well, a lot of times, you know, we'll pray for something like healing or whatever. A great example was Sunday whenever we had the healing line. Well, when hands were laid upon you, the healing anointing flowed through your body. Regardless if you believed it or not, you were healed right at that moment. And so going further in life, well, I'll talk about my knee. Y'all know I had those knee surgeries, 4 or 5, whatever it was. I'll have to find the exact number. But, you know, no cartilage in my knee, right? None at all. They said that we're going to have to replace it. They showed me the little funky thing that they're going to have to redo it all with. And I was like, no, because, well, I didn't want to, right? And obviously I learned what the healing scriptures and what God did for us ahead of time. So obviously I was like, all right. And so I believe for healing and I'm obviously running now and everything. But there's been a couple times where there's been pain shoot through my body like nobody's business, or it'll try to give out on me. And if I start going, man, I thought I was healed. It might be coming back, you know. I might have to start looking at this different now. See, so now I'm taking the care that I've rolled over on God, and now I've received it back, and now I'm starting to meditate on that and not the Word of God. I'm meditating on the problem now. And so now the problem, God's like, look, I'll handle this for you. As long as you roll it over on me, I'll handle it for you. But if as long as you continually roll it and then come back and say, I'll take a little bit, God, you know, I can handle some of it. He can go, well, okay, handle it. We'll see how you do. I'll take it anytime you're ready, though. But if you just continually want to hang on to it, there's nothing I can do.
Amen.
And so too many times we, not us, right? Amen. Too many times people will cast their care, but we got to be mindful of this because Satan will bring a thought and then it causes us to grab it back. I was listening to a minister actually talking about, he was $6 million in debt on his TV thing, right? That's quite a bit. And so God, he actually had one of his, like the CEO or whatever, bring him all the paperwork on all the departments and everything. And so he's sitting down going through it. And he's looking at it. He's like, kids ministry, best year we ever had. You know, men's ministry, best year we ever had. Our ministry in general, best year we ever had. He started going through all the ministries, and it was the best year they ever had. And God goes, that's interesting. It's the best year you ever had, and you didn't even realize it. But yet the TV is $6 million in debt because you allowed me to take care of everything else, but you continually worried about this. And so now it's in debt. Because you wouldn't cast that care on me. You wanted to try to deal with it and handle it. But yet every other ministry you allowed me to hold, you cast it on me and didn't worry about it, didn't think about it, didn't fret about it, didn't pace up and down the road, up and down your house going, what are we going to do?
Amen.
And it was the best year you had in each one except this one.
Amen.
And that's the one you wouldn't let me have that you held on to.
Amen.
What have we held on to in our life?
Amen.
What are we holding on to in our lives?
Amen.
We need to just let it go.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And excuse me. And so he corrected himself. Amen. He got his wife up. It was like at midnight or something. He got his wife out of bed and said, look what I did. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, hallelujah. That right there, that's a whole nother message in itself. Amen. Not trying to point at somebody else, just fasten up going, you know what? I was wrong here and look at this. They got in agreement and where it took a few checks. Because another statement he said, what got him going on this was, he was like, well, I could probably sell a bunch of this land right here on this backside to pay, you know, to try to catch up on this. And God goes, well, what are you going to sell next month?
Come on.
Amen.
Because if we're not careful, we'll get into a selling thing and then we'll sell everything we own and still be in debt.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That's also another message. Moving on. But forgot what I was saying about it at the beginning. It's all right. Amen. Yeah, 6 million. And, yes, thank you. And so what it used to take them like a few checks throughout a month to pay for something, they said that God, once they rolled that care over on God, said, you know what, I ain't going to worry about it. I thank you, God. They stood in faith on it, said, I thank you, it's paid, and we ain't going to touch it in thought life anymore. And he actually said, about every minute or two, that thought would try to come back. A lot of times, whenever we cast our care on God, we think that it's done. And then we get a sneak attack, and then we're like, well, what's going on here? You have to watch it. You have to pay attention to it. Just because you cast it on God does not mean that Satan ain't going to try to bring it back to get you to pick it back up. That's the thing. He wants you to pick it back up. Because as long as it's in your hands.
Come on.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Amen.
And that's why our life looks different sometimes.
Yes.
Because we're constantly trying to handle it, take care of it, run the family, run the finances, run all this, take care of our kids. Worrying about the kids, worrying about where gas is coming from now, worrying about how we're going to pay this now. And so now we're carrying everything in our life, we're carrying it. Our whole family, all of our kids, their wives, their kids, we're carrying all that now, thinking that we qualify. Amen. But we don't. Amen. We have to just cast it. Roll the care of it over on God. Allow him to carry it. Amen. We ain't going to get through this, just so y'all know in advance. Holy cow, where'd that time go? Amen. It's still good. Amen. Pull up the passion, please. What are we carrying? You know, that's a question we need to be asking ourselves. What in my family, what in my life am I carrying? And a great way to figure it out is what looks messed up the most. And then step back and go, am I carrying this? Or did I roll this care over on God?
Amen.
So that's the best way to find out. I'm serious. Pour out all your what?
Worries,
worries, worries, worries. Look at your neighbor, say worries.
Worries,
worries and stress.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Man, this stuff just stresses me out. It can if you let it. Amen. It can if you let it and if you allow it. It can. It can. And then, you know, your nerves will be shot in a matter of no time, just in no time. Because that's actually what will drive people crazy, is worries and stress and them trying to handle it and carry everything.
Yeah.
Because it's too much on the human body.
Yes.
It's too much on your mind.
Yeah.
And it'll drive you crazy.
Yeah.
It'll cause you to start doing things that you don't even realize you're doing at some point. Because you got all this weight on you. And you're trying to figure out everything in y'all's family. The kids are going crazy. The kids are doing this.
Amen.
Amen.
Did you do your best?
Yes.
Move on.
Yes.
Have you always been perfect?
No.
There we go. I was raised in a pastor's house and I acted ignorant for a while. And you know, they never called me up and said, "What are you doing? Why are you acting stupid?" Matter of fact, my dad told me one time, he said, "Look, you can live how you want to live, but we ain't going to support your lifestyle. You want to live like this, you're on your own."
Amen. Amen.
So I had to do it on my own. Stupidest thing I ever did. Thank God. I got back. Amen. Stop being ignorant. Because I paid for all of it. Amen. Passion. Yeah, pour out all your worries and stress upon him and what?
Leave them there.
Leave them where?
There.
Over to God. See, when he was saying, the thought would come up about every minute or two. I was like, that is so true. Because a lot of times when we cast our cares upon him, I heard another minister talking about he was going through something. And he said, it actually woke him up in the middle of the night. And we'll talk about that verse here in a minute. But it woke him up in the middle of the night. And he said, "You know what? I ain't going to allow this to mess with me." And so he said, "You know what, God? I just cast this care over on you." He said, he raised his hands. He said, "I just cast this care over on you. I ain't going to worry about it." And he said, you know, he put his hands down. And next thing he knows, he said, he looked over and it was in his left hand. He said, no, I'm not going to worry about this. He said, "So I cast this over on you." And so he put his hands down, looked over. He said, "It's in my right hand." Satan wants you to pick it back up.
Yeah.
As soon as you let it go. Because like I said, if he can get you to carry it, he can just run rampant for a while and watch you go into self-destruct mode. But what he was saying, every minute or two. So that's just letting us know. He said, but after about the first week or two, he said it did get a little bit easier. He said, and then a little bit more time went on. He said it was the easiest thing I ever did, obviously, right? So it's at the very beginning, it's not just going to be like, "Oh, here you go," and then you turn around and walk off and it just never shows up again in your thought life. You have to train yourself to take care of that thought because it's going to show up. Because the thing is, Satan knows that we've cast our cares over. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He knows that we've cast our cares over on God before, right?
Yeah.
And so we've turned around and walked away, and then he's brought the thought, and then we just ignorantly took the thought, and then so we just picked it back up and carried it on. And thinking that we've still just cast it over there, but still continually thinking about it.
Right.
Well, when you cast something away, do you still have it?
No.
Right? Y'all understanding? I mean, I'm trying to really take in time. Amen. Wanting to get it. Amen.
thank you.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost helping us. In the Passion, I don't know if y'all have the Passion, but by that word "you" right there in mine, it's got a letter J by the word, and it means, and right there beside it says, load upon him your every anxiety.
Yes.
Load upon him your every anxiety, for he is always watching over you with tender care.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Pull up Psalms 127, please. I'm going to skip a couple real fast. Psalms 127, verse 2. You can pull it up. King James is fine. It is vain for you to what? Look, yeah, to sit up late, right? Look, somebody's like, see, that's why I don't wake up early. Hallelujah. No, not what that means. Calm down. To sit up late, to eat the bread of what? For so he giveth his beloved what? You look that word sorrows up right there. It actually means toilings. Toilings. That word sorrows right there, toilings. Is worry toiling?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So to eat the bread of toilings, for so he giveth his beloved what?
Sleep.
So then, allowing worry to wake you up in the middle of the night is unlawful.
Amen.
Yes. Worry should not have the ability to get you out of a dead sleep and have you thinking and worrying about something.
Amen.
It should not, because when it's doing that, it's robbing you of your time and it's robbing you of your sleep.
Yes.
And it should not be allowed. It shouldn't.
Amen.
It should not be allowed. Not being able to go to sleep because your mind's thinking about something, which whenever we say thinking about something, in all actuality, you're worrying about something.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You're trying to figure out what you can change or what you can do or why is this happening or why is that happening or what about my son over here? He's acting like this. Well, how can I help his kids and his family? How can I do that?
Amen.
And so now you're allowing a worry
Come on.
To rob you. And he gives his beloved what?
Sleep.
Are you his beloved?
Yes.
See, things like this we need to have beside our bed. Because if worry does try to wake us up, we just grab our paper, we grab the Bible and say, look right here. This is tolling. So the bread of sorrows is tollings. 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 Not tolling, but tollings, plural. And worry is a part of tollings.
Yes.
It's a part of it. And he gives me, because I'm his beloved, just like you are, rest, right? Sleep. And so I don't have to stay up worrying, toiling about something, especially if I rolled it over on him. And a lot of times, even though you roll it over on God, say, you know what? I'm not going to worry about this anymore in thought life. Well, Satan's not just going to go, oh, okay, well, he gave it away. I guess I'll leave him alone.
Amen.
He's going to try to wake you up in the middle of the night. Whenever I was over in Iraq, I forget which time it was, but Satan would wake my mom up in the middle of the night with just fear.
Yeah.
Talking about, well, he's probably going to die. Well, guess what she did? Started crying, calling everybody, Ricky's going to die. But if we handled something like that, any situation in our life, what do you really think the outcome will be? It doesn't have to be something like that, but everything should be as big as that. Even though we're like, well, that's just small. No, it's not. Because what is it going to turn into next?
Yes, sir. Yes. Amen.
We should treat it all the same, regardless. Yes. Worry is worry.
Yes,
hands
yes,
down. Yes, worry is worry. It's just like whenever the COVID thing happened, right?
Yeah.
People would get mad if you wasn't wearing a mask or if you was too close because fear and worry that they would get sick.
Yes.
Are you his beloved? Amen. Me too. Amen. It's 8 o'clock. Amen. So we'll pick this up next Wednesday, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Amen. Well, did y'all get anything out of that? Amen. You and me both. You and me both. Real fast about that Psalms. I wrote down. It's worry toiling, right? It is. So then the care of worry about my kids, about what the doctor said, about my finances or whatever it is, doesn't have the right to steal my sleep or my time.
Amen.
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 Amen. So worrying about something like that, and if we haven't rolled it over on God, gave it to God, casting it on God, right, saying, you know what? Are you really just saying, like, pick it up and throw it? Just say, you know what, God? I'm not going to touch this in thought life no more. I'm rolling this care over on you. I'm going to give it to you, and I don't want to touch it in thought life anymore. Well, what if I touch it in thought life in 30 minutes? You know what? God, I'm sorry. That is not mine. That does not belong to me. I rolled that care over on you.
Amen.
Well, what if I have to do it 500 times? The thing is, do I want the outcome from it or do I not?
Amen.
That's the thing. Do I want victory or do I want sorrow? Amen. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for your word. And we will be doers of the word, not hearers only. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.